The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Marilyn Maxwell, the music maids and man, Yuki, the charioteers, and Bing's distinguished visitor, Mr. Gene Kelly. And here's Bing Crosby.
Imagine you imagining that you love me and starting on a family tree. Imagine starting on a family tree. The mama is you and the papa is me. If your heart goes bumpity-bump, it's love, love, love. If your throat comes up with a lump, it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety-knock, it's love, love, love. And if you cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock, it's love, love, love. Imagine you imagining a man and a wife. We'll go and buy a fork and a knife. Imagine eating with a fork and a knife. How rich you will be for the rest of our life. If your heart goes bumpity-bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety-knockety-knock,
it's love, love, love.
And if you cuckoo like a cuckoo in the clock,
it's love, love, love.
It's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
If your knees go knockety, knockety, knock,
it's L-O-V-E, lovey, love.
If your cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock,
it's love,
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 love, love.
This here, as the old Kraft Music Hall friends beamed to the men and the women of our uniformed forces all over the world. You know, it takes a lot of groceries to feed those fighters, so let's do what we can to help the farmers increase the world's food supply by devoting our spare time and our spare space to victory gardening. Believe me, friends, victory gardening is no mere fad. It's important for every one of us who has a little piece of land to get that land into cultivation. It's kind of too bad that you apartment folks can't have gardens too, Marilyn.
Well, I have a garden on the roof, Bing. Of course, it's not much. I just planted a few tomato seeds, but every afternoon I put on a sunsuit and go up on the roof to take care of them.
Anything come up yet?
Three sailors.
Hey, those guys can sure pick tomatoes, huh?
Yes, they can. Why don't you plant a victory garden, Yuki?
Well, what do you think I ought to plant?
Let's start with you.
This is probably the time to tell you. I'm leaving you. I found a way to better myself.
What method did you pick?
Well, before I tell you, let me ask you, what's your candid opinion of Bob Hope?
That boy has done more amusing little things to knife me in the back. I consider him a cad and a bounder.
Yeah, well, he just made me an offer that's going to take me away from you.
Best friend I've got, that boy.
What's Hope hiring you to do, Yuki?
Well, he's got me going from door to door taking orders for that new book he wrote about his travels abroad. Book called I Never Left Home.
How you doing?
Well, in 10 minutes, I sold 150 copies to my relatives.
In 10 minutes? Well, how could you see that many relatives so fast?
I never left home.
How much do you expect to get for peddling this pamphlet that Hope has penned? And how often do you expect to get it?
Well, I don't know. Which way do you think he's most likely to pay me? Per book, per week, or per month?
Perhaps.
You know, Bing could be right, Yuki. Why don't you make a deal with him to work for room and board?
Yeah, who wants to live on toothpaste? That's what he'll pay you.
At least I give you the brush.
Yuki, if you're really leaving, I'm going to give you a great big goodbye kiss.
Then I'm really leaving.
Wait till I get my hat, I'll go with you.
So now you're interested,
In a way, yes. But what's that Cleveland pool hustler got to offer that I couldn't, if I wanted to?
Well, if he offers me the shirt off his back, I won't be ashamed to take it.
Well, don't reach for it, son. It'll snap back. He has it on a yo-yo.
Well, I'll take my chances. Anyway, I'm leaving you right now. That is, unless you apologize for all the insults you've given me. Well, I'll give you 5 seconds to apologize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4 1/4. 4 7/8.
Only odds in three.
Tell you what I'll do. I'll toss a coin. If it comes up heads, I'll stay. Here goes.
Tails.
2 out of 3. I'll toss it again.
Don't bother.
Well, if that's final, Bing, you'll never see me again.
Final?
Well, just one more thing.
What?
What time shall I be here next Thursday?
Try not to make it if you can. But don't walk out on the charioteers this time. It's I'll be around.
I'll be around no matter how.
Melodic and lacy, men. Before turning to La Max and I Never Knew, here's my colleague in charge of culinary capers.
These are the days when salads become more and more important in your meals. Flavorful new cabbage is coming in and crisp little radishes and leaf lettuce. A wealth of nutritious vegetables that taste their best in salads. Salads with Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is the famous salad dressing that has such a lively, different flavor. No other dressing has that flavor, for Miracle Whip is made by an exclusive recipe. Actually, it combines the qualities of zesty boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. And so perfect is the flavor of Miracle Whip, so creamy smooth its texture, that it's become the salad dressing millions prefer. Your family, too, will really go for nutritious salads when you serve them with Miracle Whip. So ask your dealer for a jar tomorrow. Miracle Whip salad dressing, made by Kraft.
I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never realized what a pair of eyes and a baby's smile could do. I can't even and I can't sleep. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never realized what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do. I can't sleep and I can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. Well, I never knew I could love anybody, honey.
Thank you, Marilyn. You know, Gene Kelly's star has been steadily mounting the Hollywood horizon ever since he attracted cinema scouts with his expert Broadway characterization of John O'Hara's hoofer, Pal Joey. Kelly's maneuverability on the Maple has given ample sweep in the current musical hit Cover Girl, but the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer people, who have the happy good fortune to be holding Kelly's contract, they've let it filter out that they've got Gene Kelly at work on a Technicolor extravaganza calculated to cut anything that's come down the celluloid pike since the great train robbery. This bright item is called Ziegfeld Follies. You catch a good part in it, Gene?
Well, it may be all right, Bing. You know, when it opens, I'm discovered surrounded by 150 beautiful Ziegfeld girls.
Not bad.
Yeah, but, oh, gosh, I'm ashamed.
Ashamed to be with all those girls?
Ashamed to take the money.
Ziegfeld Follies, huh? Sounds big, Gene. Reminds me of my vaudeville days. I always travel with something big and impressive.
What?
Paul Whiteman.
Oh, why don't you ever appear in those glamour pictures, Bing? I mean, where you're surrounded by beautiful showgirls.
I'm too tall.
Say, Bing, the only thing that worries me is this. You know, I'm too young to have seen any of those wonderful old Ziegfeld Follies when Flo Ziegfeld was producing them.
Oh, that's too bad. They were great.
Oh, man, you really are lucky.
Seeing those old Ziegfeld shows. Eh?
Now, collecting Social Security.
I'm so thrilled being in the Ziegfeld Follies, Gene. Do we have any scenes together?
Well, I doubt it, Marilyn. You see, the dialogue scenes I have are mostly jokes, so all I need is a straight woman.
Well, can't I play straight?
Sure, but why waste those curves?
You know, I never realized that it's such slow work making a big Technicolor musical.
Oh, it's bound to be, Marilyn. You know, so many things and people involved. There's always some bottleneck.
Say, Bing, in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we call a thing that slows up the shooting schedule a production snag. What do you call it at Paramount?
Bob Hope.
Say, how did you and Hope ever get to be a team?
Well, it's a long story. And a fairly dull one. Did you ever see those ads in Billboard where a guy advertises for a partner?
Sure. You know, I ran one of those ads myself not long ago. I can even remember what it said. It said, Hoofer, taps and eccentric. Wants partner to dance a little, sing a little, share in profits.
Anyone answer that ad, Gene?
One character I'll never forget. There was a knock on my rooming house door, and in walks this guy, and he says,
I saw your ad, here I am, when do I start sharing the profits? Hmm?
The ad couldn't have been that bad. What can you do?
I sing. Catch on to some of this. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the dogs get around, and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Doug. Tweet your feet on the miss, sip my head, tweet your feet on the miss.
Can you dance?
Sure, anything. I sing, dance, play the saxophone, do magic, have tuxedo.
Have your muscles.
Muscles? Do I have to be an acrobat, too?
No, carry my luggage.
Why me? What's the matter with the express company?
I don't trust them anymore. They kept me from going on in Boston.
How?
I lost my luggage.
Well, couldn't you go on anyway?
Not in Boston. They won't let you go on without your trunks.
When do I start sharing in the profits?
Say, you know, the more I look at that puss of yours, the more I'm convinced that you're just the type that a hoofer with my charm, my class, my talent needs. For contrast. Come on, I'll take you up to see Flo. Maybe he'll book us.
Flo Ziegfeld in the Follies?
Who cares for Flo Ziegfeld? The man I mean is Flo Carpetfeld. He used to do an act with his brother, Ebenezer.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Eb and Flo, a tank act.
Yeah, that's that. Say, they're booking shows now. Come on, we'll go see them right away.
Hello, Eb and Flo Productions. Mr. Flo Carpetfeld? I'll see if he's in his office. Just a moment. Are you in your office, Mr. Carpetfeld?
Okay, Miss Ann, get off my knee and I'll talk to him. Hello.
I don't mind not having an office of my own. I don't even mind not having a desk of my own, but I would like my own chair.
All right, scram, kid. Hello. Yeah, this is Carpetfeld speaking. Oh, it's you. Well, I'm glad you called. Look, I have something for you in Oklahoma. Contract? No, a ticket to Tulsa.
Hiya, Flo. Shake hands with a new client, Kelly and Crosby. Where can you book us?
Well, where have you played?
Where have we played, he asks. Us. In 1934, we were doing our act in a showboat.
Yeah, where you been for the past 10 years?
Up the river.
Well, I never considered talent without consulting my secretary. Miss Ann, do you think this act has any appeal?
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Not you, the young man.
Oh. Say, you're a cute little mouse. How about leaving this broom closet production office and joining our act? I'll give you $50 a week if you wear a sarong.
And if I don't?
Give you $100.
So you're a dancer, huh?
Yeah, I'm a dancer. Name's Kelly, Gene Kelly. Say, answer the phone. It's probably for me.
For you? Why, you... Hello. Oh, it's for you.
Sure, every place I go, people call me. Hello? Yeah, sure. Sure, I can teach you to dance. Oh, 5 lessons, maybe 6. 4 if you're bright. Okay, first lesson Monday. Goodbye.
Who was that there?
Arthur Murray.
Well, maybe if you're that good, I'll give your act a trial. What does your partner do?
Well, first I come on with a short song, then I go into my dance.
Yeah.
I follow that with about 6 minutes of solid belly laughs. Oh, what a monologue.
Yeah.
Then I finish with a medley of patriotic songs and a military waltz clog.
What does your partner do?
I take a bow.
I can't use you.
Why?
A little fat guy's a ham. Come in.
Hi, Mr. Carpetfeld. Say, you don't remember us, but we're Trotter and Yuki. My partner Trotter has been doing 5 a day for years.
5 shows a day?
5 meals.
Hey, wait a minute, you two. We were here first.
Yeah, but they look better. Okay, what do you two do?
We sing.
We used to call ourselves 600 pounds of harmony.
Why'd you give it up?
I wasn't getting any billing.
Believe me, Mr. Carpetfeld, ours is the most spectacular act in vaudeville. We've got something positively unique.
Yeah, a balancing act.
What's unique about a balancing act?
I balance him.
Okay, you're signed. Call me tomorrow and get your route.
Thanks, Mr. Copperfield. Good day.
Hey, if you got work for them, you got work for us.
Well, I'll tell you, gentlemen, I never book an act unless my secretary approves. What do you think of the combination, Miss M?
Well, I hardly know. I haven't seen them work yet. How does the act go?
How does the act go? We kill them. We fracture them. Show this man how we start, Gene. Go right ahead.
K-K-K-K-E-double-L-Y.
I am C.R. Osby White.
He sings high, we sing and we dance and entertain the people.
I love life, I want to live.
No other act pulls business in like we pull.
K-K-K-K-E-double-L-Y.
C.R. Osby White.
With the guys, if you're wise, you'll surprise with a date or two.
And now he'll dance
for you.
Hey, you humming, what do you do?
His laundry. And now the left foot. See what I mean? Later on, this boy grew up to be George Murphy.
We're a cinch in a pinch. Flora Finch does a song or two. Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
marches back. 1877. Rutherford B. Hayes is president of these 33 United States, and Russia declares war on Turkey. 1877. Thomas Alva Edison invents the graphophone, and troops are called to quell rioting and railroad and coal strikes. 1877, and at the third running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, Louisville, young men can be heard whispering to their young ladies.
Miss Marilyn, honey, I'm mighty proud to be escorting you to the races.
Y'all really mean that, Mr. Harry?
Well, I wager there ain't another man here this afternoon who's as proud of his fiancée as I am of you, Miss Marilyn, honey.
Oh, Mr. Harry, how you all do go on, but do go on.
I mean it, Miss Marilyn, honey. When we strolls down to the paddock with you, every other man there eyes me enviously.
You old flatterer, you. Tell me why.
Because there just ain't another belle in Louisville today who can pick a four-horse parlay like you can, honey.
Mr. Harry, how dare you tell your gentleman friends I did that? I'm just a poor little old girl who was just a little old bit lucky, that's all.
When can we get married, Miss Marilyn? Bring in a few winners of our own.
Mr. Harry, any more of that kind of rowdy stable talk in my presence, and my brother Beauregard will have his seconds call on you.
I'm sorry, Miss Marilyn, honey, but all I can think of is that... Think of that little bitty old day when you all and me all becomes we all.
I declare, Mr. Harry, you're the most impatient man I ever been engaged to.
Well, maybe if the others had been a little more impatient, they'd be married to you today.
Mr. Harry, are you insinuating that I'd marry 24 different men?
Well, you'll be marrying 24 when you marry me, honey, because I loves you like 24. Won't you name the day, honey?
Name the day? Why, of course, Mr. Harry. The day is Thursday.
Now, don't trifle with my affections, Miss Marilyn.
Well, you all know I can't name the day, Mr. Harry. But have you all seen Father?
I have.
And have you seen Mother?
I have.
Well?
I still wants to marry.
Mr. Harry, I do not consider that funny.
I sure wish I had some horses entered in this running of the Derby.
How did the horse you had entered last year finish?
Well, he didn't quite make it.
Make what, Mr. Harry? Win, place, or show?
It didn't quite make Louisville.
Sunshine's bright in my old Kentucky home.
That's the prettiest tune.
Yes, I remember my mammy singing that song to me when I could walk under a cabin with my hat on.
And the meadows all in bloom, while the birds make music all the day. Weep no more, the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home.
From the compelling sentiment of Stephen Foster, we turn to matters equally compelling, if not so sentimental.
Many of you ladies have set aside special days for war work, a day or two each week at the Red Cross or the Ration Board or selling bonds. But one of your most important wartime responsibilities is with you constantly. Every day you must plan nutritious meals. Now, when you do this basic planning, remember that salads contribute essential nutrients. They're protective foods, splendid sources of vitamins and minerals. And the family will love them if you serve them with Miracle Whip. There's a special come-on to the flavor of Miracle Whip salad dressing that seems to appeal to everyone. It's the most popular salad dressing in all America, preferred by men and by women, and the favorite with children, too. You won't have to coax Junior to eat up your salad. It's good for you. He'll gobble it up with Miracle Whip. A unique type of dressing, Miracle Whip combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise. It's different from any other salad dressing, different and wonderfully better. Try this finest of all salad dressings right away. Get Miracle Whip tomorrow.
Long ago, far away, I dreamed a dream one day. And now, that dream is here beside me, love. The skies were overcast, but now the clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chill. Run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look, and then I knew that all I longed long ago was you. That all I longed for long ago was you.
Well, that's all we have left of another Thursday evening meeting in the Old Kraft Music Hall. There'll be another of the same next Thursday, same time meeting took up tonight when we're featuring that newcomer to Hollywood, the young man who made such a standout hit as Private Mulvihill and See Here, Private Hargrove. That's Mr. Keenan Wynn. Next Thursday in the Old Kraft Music Hall, until then, hasta la vista.
Marilyn Maxwell appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the producers of the White Cliffs of Dover.
It looks as though America's hens have taken a cue from our war plans, the way eggs keep rolling off the barnyard production line, so your government says eat more eggs, and to give egg dishes extra zest, try serving them with tangy Kraft Salad Mustard. This mustard is especially good and a filling for deviled eggs. And if you like your mustard extra sharp, there's another Kraft Mustard with horseradish added. Put both Kraft Salad Mustard and Kraft Mustard with horseradish added on your shopping list tomorrow.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.